Demon sleep. Jackson couldn't get anyone in his family to agree with him that his brother's room was haunted. Maybe haunted was the wrong word. A presence? His Mexican grandfather said this happened when you eat pork too late into the night. The next thing you knew, your strange dreams took off without you, and you couldn't fly out of, jump out of, or talk your way out of them. The pork dreams take hold of you and stir up trouble. Ex-girlfriends straddling your best friends, mirrored images of your most awkward preteen face, the bloody images of your brother's corpse lying on the floor of the very room you slept in, even though he died by military bombing a whole continent away. Spending the night in that room, the next thing you knew, you faced a demon that would sit on your chest and hold you very still until your mind woke but your body could not move. When Jackson went to bed at night, he felt overtired. The kind of tired you can't fight, born of too much reading and too much walking and too many deadlines. And he woke 4 hours later at the end of the first sleep with the demon on his chest, clawing at his lungs like a cat. The demon stood about 3 feet tall and was solid and heavy, like the ancient practice of torturing a man with bricks and stones upon his chest till it eventually burst or caved. Jackson lay side-faced and drooling, and he could not move. When he moved into his grandmother's house, he heeded his brother's warning and took the smaller bedroom with its uniform square box format, its built-in shelves that went floor to ceiling. He felt stronger with a stack of books and papers at his back and put his bed up against it so that the old children's books were below the mattress line. Books he bought for college classes, but never quite finished, were more easily accessible in case his guilt of an English degree took over him, and he would finish them. He didn't mean to be living here again. Does anyone mean to live with their parents after the age of 14? Post-college, he imagined he'd be one of those Midwesterners who moved to California with a smile and a goal and a certain brash naivete that unabashedly reached out and grabbed internships. People not from Los Angeles seemed to always grasp the idea that things could belong to them, careers, perfect settings, cars. Jackson wanted that sense of force. He wanted to be Homer Simpson from Day of the Locust. Not, of course, the Homer of the end of the book, but the one who could bankroll things.